Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict, reiterates India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways towards early return of peace. Delegation-level meeting held between Prime Minister Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. 4 MOUs signed to boost bilateral ties in various fields. President Draupadi Murmu highlights growth of India's space sector on National Space Day. Education Ministry directs all states and union territories to implement guidelines on school safety and security 2021. In Nepal, at least 27 people killed after a bus carrying passengers from India fell into Matsyangdi River. And in football, India qualified for semi-finals of SAF Under-20 Championship in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two nations. He assured that India is ready to play an active role in every effort required to bring peace. During his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Modi said that India has actively planned peace efforts and that our approach has been people-centric. He said India supports sovereignty and territorial integrity. Talking about his recent visit to Russia, the Prime Minister said he had clearly stated that the solution to any problem is never found on the battlefield, but the solution comes only through talks, dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Ukrainian President for helping evacuate Indian nationals and students during the initial phase of the war. He assured that India is ready to provide any humanitarian assistance.
हमारी पहली भूमिका रही है मानवीय दृष्टिकोण की ऐसे संकट की घड़ी में बहुत सारी रिक्वायरमेंट रहती है जिन रिक्वायरमेंट को पूरा करने के लिए भारत ने हो सका उतना एक मानवीय दृष्टिकोण को केंद्र में रखते हुए पूरा करने का प्रयास किया है और मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि मानवीय दृष्टिकोण से भी जिस प्रकार की मदद की आवश्यकता होगी भारत हमेशा हमेशा आपके साथ खड़ा रहेगा और दो कदम आगे चलेगा.
A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev, Ukraine today. The two leaders discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. During the meeting, 4 MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both leaders. The MOUs were signed to bolster bilateral ties in various fields including community development projects in Ukraine, drug control standards, cultural exchange and agriculture. Prime Minister Modi and President Zelensky reiterated their readiness for further cooperation in upholding principles of international law, including the UN Charter, such as respect for territorial integrity and sovereignty of states. They agreed to continue to work towards facilitating a stronger relationship between the defense entities in both countries. The Ukrainian side conveyed its gratitude to the Indian side for the humanitarian assistance provided to Ukraine. Both leaders condemned all forms of terrorism. Both sides called for comprehensive reform of the UN Security Council to reflect contemporary global realities. Ukraine reiterated its support for India's permanent membership of a reformed and expanded UN Security Council. Briefing the media on the Prime Minister's visit to Ukraine, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that discussions were devoted to bilateral relations, trade, economic issues, defense, pharmaceuticals and agriculture. He said that both leaders discussed the conflict in Ukraine. Dr. Jaishankar added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated the need for sincere and practical engagement between all stakeholders to develop innovative solutions that have broad acceptability and contribute towards the early restoration of peace. He also mentioned that Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways to the early return of peace.
The Prime Minister reiterated the need for sincere and practical engagement between all stakeholders to develop innovative solutions that will have broad acceptability and contribute towards early restoration of peace. He reiterated India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways to facilitate an early return of peace.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev from Poland by special train. Members of the Indian diaspora accorded a warm welcome to the Prime Minister upon his arrival in Kiev. Prime Minister Modi visited the multimedia martyrologist exposition on children at the National Museum of History of Ukraine in Kiev, accompanied by President Zelensky. Prime Minister Modi expressed his sorrow at the tragic loss of young lives and, as a mark of respect, placed a toy in the memory. Mr. Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in Kiev, underscoring the timeless relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's message of peace in building a harmonious society. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with the Ukrainian students who are learning Hindi at the School of Oriental Studies in Kiev. Prime Minister said that his visit to Ukraine was historic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he came to this great nation with the aim of deepening India-Ukraine friendship. Mr. Modi added that he had productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail. The Prime Minister thanked the government and the people of Ukraine for their hospitality. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and the United States of America are natural allies and that together they can ensure peace, prosperity and stability in the world. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington, D.C., the minister stressed that India and the U.S. are destined to be strong partners and this collaboration is growing. Highlighting growth prospects for the Indian economy, Mr. Singh said that the country will become the third largest economy by 2027. Regarding defense exports, the minister said that they have now reached 21,000 crore rupees. During the visit, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement, SOSA document, and a memorandum of agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the U.S. agree to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. Mr. Singh will also hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of space-faring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. Speaking at the main function organized on the occasion at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, President Draupadi Murmu said the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector, but also to the socio-economic development of the country.
भारत के स्पेस प्रोग्राम का उद्देश्य अंतरिक्ष क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता प्राप्त करते हुए देश का सामाजिक और आर्थिक विकास करना है आज के इस आयोजन के विषय टचिंग लाइफ वाइल टचिंग द मून इंडिया स्पेस सागा भी इसी उद्देश्य से जुड़ा हुआ है स्पेस एक्सप्लोरेशन ने मनुष्य की क्षमताओं को बढ़ाया है मानव की कल्पना को यथार्थ में बदला है ब्रह्मांड के रहस्यों से पर्दा उठाया है स्पेस एक्सप्लोरेशन रोमांचकारी होने के साथ साथ एक चुनौती भरा कार्य भी है
The Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the guidelines on school safety and security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with the POXO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Additionally, the guidelines provide measures for preventive education, accountability of various stakeholders, reporting procedures concerned, legal provisions, support and counseling, and a safe environment. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the three new criminal laws have dismantled the colonial legacy and empowered the criminal justice system in the country. Addressing the students and the faculty members of the National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today, the Vice President underscored the pivotal role of forensic science in the contemporary legal system.
The accuracy and reliability of forensic evidence has made it an indispensable part of modern legal system worldwide. It strengthens the rule of law. I would go to the extent of saying it is finally strengthens rule of law. Because a rule of law cannot exist firmly unless it is firmed up. From investigating environmental disasters to authenticating critical documents, from analyzing crucial evidence to uncovering the truth in complex legal proceedings, forensic science plays a pivotal role in our daily lives and in the larger tapestry of our nation.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today obtained the required sanction to prosecute Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal in the excise policy case. The CBI has also filed a supplementary charge sheet against Kejriwal, which will be considered by the Rouse Avenue Court on August 27th. Arvind Kejriwal was arrested on June 26th by the CBI in connection with a corruption case related to the alleged Likao policy scam. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court adjourned the hearing of Kejriwal's pleas challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case registered by the CBI after it sought time to file a counter-affidavit in the matter. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuiya granted 1 week further time to the central agency to file a reply. Sanjay Rai, the only arrested person in the R.G. Kar hospital rape and murder case, was sent to 14 days judicial custody today by the Sialdah court in Kolkata. He was produced today at the court. Earlier, Sanjay was given 14 days police custody after the arrest by the Kolkata police. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. The probe into the financial irregularities and mismanagement in the R.G. Kar Medical College case has been transferred from the SIT to the CBI. The Calcutta High Court had ordered that the CBI investigate the matter of financial irregularities involving the ex-principal of the medical college, Sandeep Ghosh. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Andhra Pradesh over the reported incidents of food poisoning causing serious health problems for 70 students. Taking suo motu cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 4 weeks. NHRC said, according to media reports, the health of 70 students was seriously affected due to food poisoning at Chittoor Apollo Health University. In Nepal, 27 people were killed after a bus carrying passengers from India fell into the Marsyangdi River near Tanahun district along the Prithivi Highway this afternoon. Our Kathmandu correspondent reports that Ambu Kereni Hospital Chief D.B. Chetri has confirmed the death of 24 passengers and 3 bus staff. The bus was heading towards Kathmandu from Pokhara. Deputy Superintendent of Police in Tanahun, Deepak Kumar Raya, said around 40 Indian nationals were travelling in the bus. In football, India have entered the semi-finals of the SAF Under-20 Championship, beating Maldives 1-0 in a group match in Kathmandu, Nepal today. In the final Group B game, Manglan Thang Kipchan's sensational goal in the 95th minute helped India to finish at the top of the table. Defending champion India will now take on Bangladesh in the semi-final on Monday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict, reiterates India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways towards early return of peace. Delegation-level meeting held between Prime Minister Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. 4 MOUs signed to boost bilateral ties in various fields. President Draupadi Murmu highlights growth of India's space sector on National Space Day. Education Ministry directs all states and union territories to implement guidelines on school safety and security 2021. In Nepal, at least 27 people killed after a bus carrying passengers from India fell into Marsyangdi River. And in football, India qualified for the semi-finals of the SAF Under-20 Championship in Kathmandu. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.